With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary K. Hey everyone, this is Gary K, and welcome to a special edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. And I'm joined with David Drain, who's the show director of Digital Signage Experience Show. David, first off, congratulations on DSE. I'm so excited. The show has maintained its relevance in the industry, and I know that you've been a big part of that.
Well, I appreciate it, Gary, and it's always great to be back on your show.
Well, I appreciate it. And DSE is coming up in December, so you can still register. Registration is still up until Monday. Is that right, David?
That's right. Well, registration is open all the way up until the event. We just have a cutoff for the next rate. So the advance rate ends on Monday.
All right. Advance rate ends on Monday. It's December 7th, technically the 7th through the 10th with all the conference stuff. It's actually co-located with LDI, which is another cool show. If you're interested in lighting design, experiential lighting design. So it makes sense for that to be with the
digital. And there's a lot of screens on that show floor too.
So. Yeah. There's a lot of LED companies. We're going to actually talk to you about trends in digital signage. But before we do, there's a couple of things I want to go through because I want to make sure that people understand what's going to happen at DSE. First off, you're offering a backstage, you have multiple backstage tours of everything from the Sphere to Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, so this is a joint DSE LDI tour. It's on Saturday, December 7th, and it is all day from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. So if you want to go all in, I know the Sphere is a huge draw for a lot of folks, but you're going to there's even more venues than what we're showing here, but they're going to talk to the venue people. So there's people from Sphere that will be giving the tour, people from Ole Red, vendors that were involved. And so it's in depth and all day, and you get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it ends with a Cirque du Soleil show. So
yeah, I mean that's quite an awesome. That's truly an experiential tour.
Yeah,
and on the 8th you continue it with
So Sunday morning, if you don't have all day and you're coming in Saturday and you want to get in a tour, Sunday morning we're just doing two stops. This is just DSE, so it's not with LDI, so it'll be all digital signage, and we're going to go to Atomic Golf and then Art Museum. And so we've got tour guides from Atomic Golf and then AVI SPL.
That's going to be awesome. And then you've got some pretty heavy duty keynotes. My personal favorite is the chief digital technology officer from Taco Bell, because Taco Bell is one of the companies that has been ahead of most of the other fast food companies in their adoption of digital experiences.
Definitely. They've always been one of the leaders, and we're just excited that we have two people from Taco Bell coming, the chief digital officer giving a keynote. And then we have someone else who's more on the forefront with the signage going to speak on Monday. But yeah, we've got three amazing keynotes. I think you'll walk away with a lot of ideas and inspiration.
Yeah. And you have one each day, which is nice. And then there's the mixer that happens the Sunday night from 5:30.
Right. So this is after the Taco Bell keynote. This is open to everyone. We're going to have a mixer in the convention center, but it overlooks the Sphere, which is really cool. And it's just going to be a great chance to meet up before the show opens the following morning.
Yeah. And I have always enjoyed that because good networking. Thing. Now, the Innovation Park, a lot of shows have done this, but with a DSE show, it's going to be future forward.
Yeah, this is really cool. We partnered with Stu Armstrong and AAG mm-hmm. Consulting Group. And generally, the idea here was really thought leadership, education. We have companies that are sponsoring topics. And so the idea, I kind of like think of it like a science fair in a sense that you're going to go around these different stations or pods, and you're going to have listen to that company talk about that particular subject. And then they're going to have a schedule of small group discussions during the day around those topics. So if you want to sit in on real-time data, they'll publish the time and for that that discussion.
Yeah. And then of course the Dizzy Awards.
Yeah. Dizzy Awards. We had a record number of entries this year. Good. So the quality is so high. You know, I'll just say in advance, if you don't win, don't feel bad, because the quality is really outstanding. It's an amazing to be a finalist. And yeah, we'll be announcing our emerging talent person and trailblazers this year.
There's the Women in Tech brunch Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. You've got a who's who of some major contributors in the industry over the years. I actually saw Brandy yesterday in California when I was at the E4 experience. And of course you get access to the LDI show, which I mentioned to you, and a lot of LED companies are going to be over there. A lot of the experiential lighting companies are there, and it's really it's the only show I've ever been in where all the lights are turned off. It's kind of interesting. I've never been on another show floor where the lights are all turned off.
We jokingly refer to DSC as the business in the front and LDI is the party in the back.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, the advance rate ends October 14th. You can actually use our code Rave Pro or Rave POD. Is that right? Rave POD. Yeah, Rave Pod. Okay, for a free Rave Pod for a free expo pass and an extra $100 off the conference program pass as well. I want to talk to you about you and I met years before you were involved with DSE. I mean, you've always been involved with digital science, but DSE, and you have a good you have relationships everywhere in the industry, and I'm kind of curious. You know, the industry has evolved quite a bit. You know, signage is no longer, internal HR communications and welcome to the office like it used to be. Of course, we've grown outside of even wayfinding. Wayfinding, of course, is still a big part of it. Into the advertising industry, using, and actually in a lot of cases, specifying what quick service restaurants and fast food restaurants, and even the experiences that people have at events that involve digital signage. I'm kind of curious as to how you feel about all this and what parts, where the edges of our market is.
Oh, that's a great question. And the great answer is that it's expanding and it's getting blurry, but that's okay. It's really getting out there. There's still very much the place for traditional digital signage, which is, hanging up an LCD screen to, to communicate to your audience, whether it's with a digital menu board or wayfinding, as you mentioned. There's still very much a need for all of that, but it's getting so experiential and so interesting.
Now we walk into places where it isn't a rectangle. The sign is LEDs that are spread across a large space, and it's used to sort of bring you in to have more of a memorable experience rather than it just be for information purposes. But in these sort of like traditional signage roles, I see e-paper as being a big player in the future, because e-paper, from a cost effectiveness standpoint and a cost of operation standpoint, could be, and I hate to use this term, but in this case I will, a game changer.
No, for sure. And that's what I think we'll talk about, is just all the different form factors and all the different types of signage. But I do see a good future for e-paper. We're seeing battery powered, wireless charging, just any kind of things that enables you to put screens whenever and wherever. And increasingly, I think there will be, it's taking a little longer, it's more important in Europe, but that whole sustainability, looking at power consumption and all that.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's happened faster in Europe than it is in North America, but it is actually happening. And then finally, I think that companies like Apple and Google and Facebook and others are having an impact on the signage market, because we're starting to see that connectivity between the mobile device and the in-person, the larger signage. I was even in Times Square. You actually have the ability to interact with the content on a platform like that. But I think we're going to see that more personal signage. Yes. And by the way, these are all trends that are talked about at DSE. There's a number of sessions that talk about some of the stuff that Dave and I are talking about right now. But this idea of actually having personal signage, because we have these, we are carrying around, aren't we? Isn't this really a digital signage device in our pocket?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think digital signage has always been a one to many kind of proposition, but increasingly there's a lot of one-on-one opportunities to engage with digital signage. You know, I think that started with touch, and now it's just in all sorts of ways to interact and using your mobile phone or just sensors, all sorts of things that make it more personal.
Yeah, and the market keeps growing. It is one of the fastest growing segments of the AV market. If you can even categorize it as an AV market, signage goes outside of AV. So if you're an integrator and you're interested in growing your business, signage is one of the best places. I love the esports market as one example, and I love the digital signage market. Those two markets, I think, are easily the sort of low-hanging fruit opportunities to grow your business. David, I really appreciate it, your time and all the work that you've done in digital signage. David Drain's the show director at the DSE show. And yeah, you should sign up for the show. All that information is just click below and you can literally go straight to the registration page. Use the code RAVEPOD and you'll get free entry into the show. And that ends on Monday. So you better go ahead and sign up. David, thank you very much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.
And thanks for watching this video cast. Of course, all of our rants and raves are at ravepubs.com. Thanks for watching. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is rants and